Greetings, I present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, through the web on CFRU.ca, and syndicating across Canada. I am your Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond along the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative genres, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens, out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon. Greetings, good sentries. I have a big, I guess kind of big observational announcement pertaining to the SMK's programming that is starting, that is taking effect today with this session. I am starting a job skills program at the with the Career Foundation in my hometown of Mississauga, which will have me take day classes for approximately 5 weeks. Therefore, for the next couple of weeks of the SMK, I will be pre-recording the sessions. For the next couple weeks. And future audience in the Observational Tower features will be planned for whenever I am able to come back to do live broadcasts, which is the most preferred way for me. But as you are hearing right now, I am trying to replicate the live setting with my pre-recording shows. I have been notorious for when I'm doing pre-recorded my shows, I always, when I hate something that I said, I will go back and re-record it over again. So this is me trying to stop myself from doing just that and just letting the flow go, like I am at the station. So also, as part of the next couple weeks with the pre-recorded stuff, I'll find out today, I guess, during this broadcast, what the classes that I'm going to be taking, how they're going to be structured and stuff. So I think I'll be returning to a bit with the grand sets, more music, more longer music segments with a little bit less talking. But today is kind of different with the talking. With this big announcement, and also for the next talking topic, which I wanted to bring up. I guess I didn't plan anything larger because it is a big deal for me. It is 1 year, like around this time last year. It's my 1 year anniversary of coming out as gay, to the world. And so it was around January and February. On the radio show, on this radio show, it was on February 4th, 2019, that I came on the air and I read my declaration. I've now called a declaration of pride, bearing my soul out and being very emotional and reading my thoughts and just bearing my soul open to everyone. And now it's 1 year later, 1 year out. lots of things have changed, as well as some things that can be improved upon on my part. I'm still rather shy, but I'm more outgoing. More confident in myself, but I still have some insecurities. That's life. And we got to just continue onward and improve ourselves as at whatever path you take. And just things take time. And even though the world seems to be going at a high pace, some things can't go fast. And So everything is still a development, and I'm still getting used to, in some cases, being true to myself. It's much better now. Yeah. I did want to read my declaration again on air, but I feel like it might be better to do that when it's live. I might do it around either when Guelph has their pride season. Another thing, I'm not prepared as much for this segment. I think Guelph Pride has their winter pride celebrations and activities going on, so check out their events. I know there are Guelph Pride's events come earlier than the usual season in January. Sorry, in June. I've been getting months confused recently that people can attend to. So the main Pride season of June, Guelph has theirs, I think, a month or two in May, I believe. Don't quote me on that, but I might do something around that area to something much better than this. But I do want to actually, one of the last sentences, the ending of my declaration that I've paraphrased a bit that I want to read out. Read out. I have my notes here. Let us move forward, ever changing together amongst the darkness and within the light. Yes. So for this first hour of the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, I'm dedicating it to music. That if you've been long listeners of the show, you'll recognize. And they are very heartfelt for me. They represent just my coming out experience, pretty much. Music that's helped and continue to help me understand where I come from, who I am now, and what I might go on to be in Hoff, like a better individual and a more confident and outgoing and always a caring person. We'll be starting off the first couple songs from artists that their music really connects to me. So first up, Lunatic Soul, the solo project by Marius Duda from Poland. Around the time that I was getting more confident of my sexuality, it was when Lunatic Soul released Fractured in 2017. We'll be listening to Blood on the Tightrope from that album, and then we'll be listening to my absolute favorite prog band, Anathema, which their music goes beyond anything I can comprehend. Their song Untouchable Part 1 and 2, when I heard them live, like years ago when they were in Toronto, that was like the pinnacle moment that I just couldn't hide anymore. And from that point, I was preparing. It took months to prepare to come out. So we'll be listening to Untouchable Part 1 and 2 from Anathema's 2012 album, Weather Systems, here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope on CFRU 93.3 FM. Boom, 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 boom
Don't hesitate now. Just so you know, there's no return. You just hug the limelight. Halfway across, high above the fractured city in life. Soon it will all be over, but you have to move forward. Don't look up, don't daydream too much. Just so you know, there will be blood, even if you stay in your trap. No matter how hard you try to shut down your feverish thoughts, they hunt you down with no regret, 'cause you have to fix it all. So you did fairly well with the goals you set for your pride. And even though you're like a tightrope walking with fear of heights, and your legs wobble and your arms helplessly play around, you strive to maintain the highest level of not giving up. But no matter how hard you try to shut down your feverish thoughts, they hunt you down with no regret, 'cause you have to fix it, you have to fix it all.
and I feel like I knew you before. And I guess that you can heal me through this song. And my love will never feelings will always shine, and my love will never die, and my feelings will always shine.
why I should feel this way. Why I should feel this way. Why I should feel the same. There's something I cannot say. Something I cannot say. Something I can't explain. I feel you outside, at the edge of my life. I see you walk by, at the edge of my sight.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo of Neosound, and you're listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca.
If I fall down, when I fall down, you come through. If I go down, when I go down, you come through. And you save me.
Allow Yourself, the 2018 album by Italian progressive rock band No Sound, was an influential album for me coming out around this time last year. Musically diverse as well as powerful lyrics. And just the album title itself, Allow Yourself, was a momentous kind of statement in its own. We just heard a song I haven't played yet on the SMK called Savior. Starting off this musical coming out journey that I've curated for this program, we started off with Lunatic Soul with Blood on the Tightrope from the Fractured 2017 album, followed by Anathema and Untouchable Part 1 and 2 from Weather Systems in 2012. And even in that song, powerful lyrics, I wanted to, even the last lines of Part 2, I never seen a light that's so bright and blinded by the light that's inside you. Starting off this next segment of the journey, another influential progressive solo artist, a gay progressive solo artist, That Joe Payne, another artist who in the progressive rock sphere is representing LGBTQ plus artists. They're actually going to be coming out with a new album in the next few months. I'm thrilled and excited to hear Joe's all the new music, as well as all the singles I believe he'll be putting on for that. I'm excited, so excited. We'll be listening to his latest single from 2019, and very both the song, it connects musically. One of his more ambient pieces, very calming, but very powerful lyrics. That would be End of the Tunnel. And then we'll be listening to Stephen Wilson. I'm not sure which track. I have two tracks that are important, but depending on how things go, we'll see. So here's That Joe Payne with End of the Tunnel. Here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, here, CFRU 93.3 FM.
Thank you. Tired of my feet of clay. I'm tired of days to come. I'm tired of yesterday. And all the worn out things that I ever said. Now it's much too late. The words stay in my head.
So for I, you're beginning. a thing, 'cause nothing really dies, nothing really ends.
As heaven is wide, I'm floating above an ocean of wax, evading the sun.
We are approaching the ending of this 1 hour feature of the musical journey of my coming out story. Yeah, I guess it would be a story through music that has connected to me and helped me in this struggle and enlightenment, I would say, of being more authentic person. So in that last observational session, we heard End of the Tunnel by That Joe Payne from the UK. Again, his debut solo album will be coming out in the next few months. Definitely will play his music when it comes out. And yeah, next time I will make sure to find out if there's a release date. I believe there isn't an actual solid one yet. And then we heard Stephen Wilson. I decided to choose Pariah off the 2017 album To the Bone, which in itself is a colossal album. I guess it breaks from Stephen Wilson's previous more progressive rock works with more pop and or prog pop and some other genres mixed in there. We heard a very emotional piece called Pariah, which connects a lot even for the contemporary world today, and pretty much connects with anyone, I should say. And then we heard, I guess, when coming out, I have, and then ongoing now, I'm searching for queer artists to feature on the show whenever I can. So one of those artists is a queer electro artist from Vancouver. I'm trying to think off the top of my head, but I guess if I'm trying to do this live, I can work this out by going into my iTunes where I have all my music, where I would usually have it for the live session. But let me check. Yes, I am right. It's Vancouver, British Columbia. This artist, Devours. We just heard Garnet Graves off Devours' debut album, Iconoclast, which made it into my personal best albums of 2019. Yeah. Now, to end off this coming out journey of mine for now, I'll plan to do a better job with more Pride celebration themed and feature more queer artists at a later date. Wanted to feature another discovery from around last year, the Queer Songbook Orchestra. I still have not had a chance to see them live. They did come for Kazoo Fest last year. I want to play Constant Craving, which is a Katie Lang cover, and the opening for the album Anthems and Icons from 2018. So ending off this hour of the SMK, here is Queer Songbook Orchestra and Constant Craving. Here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, CFRU.ca 93.3 FM.
Life itself that feeds. system.